King power in the blood of the Lord. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lord. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood of the Lord. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lord. All the blood of Jesus. All the blood of Jesus. All the blood of Jesus. It washes white than snow. Precious blood of Jesus. Precious blood of Jesus. Precious blood of Jesus. It washes white. Behold, I will do it again. Behold, I will do it again. Behold, I'm doing it again. For I am the Lord that changes not.
Fordi at jeg Herren som forandrer.
I know you.
Jeg kjenner deg.
I know you.
Jeg kjenner deg.
I will do it again.
Og jeg vil gjøre det igjen.
Break forth, I don't fear.
Bare gå på, ikke frykt.
It is me.
Det meg.
It is me.
Det meg.
Behold, I will do it again.
Se, jeg gjør det igjen.
I will do it again.
Jeg gjør det igjen.
Says the Lord.
Sier Herren.
It's been so wonderful being in this country.
Det er så vidunderlig å være I dette landet.
And being in this church has been like a breakthrough into heavenlies.
Og det å være I denne menigheten som å oppleve et gjennombrudd like inn I himmelen.
This is a divine connection, and I thank Pastor and Yael and the team that made it possible for me to meet you here.
Dette en guddommelig sammenkobling, og jeg takker pastoren, Jarl, teamet, og det vidunderlig for meg å være her.
Surely it has been a blessing.
Det har virkelig vært en velsignelse.
Like they were a blessing when they came to Kenya.
Slik som de velsignet da de kom til Kenya.
I've been a blessing also being here for me.
Så har det vært en stor velsignelse også å være her for meg.
Amen.
Amen.
So receive greetings from Kenya.
Så jeg bare vil gi hilsninger fra Kenya.
In Kenya I serve God.
I Kenya så tjener jeg Gud.
And I have a church.
Jeg har en menighet.
Which I'm preaching.
Hvor jeg preker.
And I also do personal ministry, which is on radio and television.
Og jeg har også min egen TV og radiostasjon.
Which I've been doing for the past 17 years.
Som jeg har hatt I de siste 17 år.
But that's not very big. The big thing is he receives all the glory.
Ja, men det ikke den store greia. Den store greia at det Herren som skal ha all ære.
One thing that we forget many times is whoever is given much, much is required from him.
Det som vi ofte glemmer at den som har gitt mye, han kreves også mye av.
When God gives you a lot of knowledge, he wants a lot of fruits from the knowledge.
Og når Gud har gitt deg mye kunnskap, så vil han også se mer frukt av den kunnskapen du
When
har.
When he gives you money, he wants the results from the money he has given to you.
Og når han har gitt deg penger, så vil han også se resultater av de pengene som han har gitt deg.
And when he gives us opportunity, he will demand from us the opportunity. So we have to be very careful how we are stewards of what God is giving to us.
Så vi må være veldig varsomme med å på en måte forvalte det som Gud har gitt til oss på en rett måte.
Because all of us one day will stand before the Lord.
For vi skal alle en dag stå innenfor den levende Gud.
And give a personal account.
Og vi skal stå til personlig ansvar.
In that judgment seat of what we shall stand before God, nobody will defend you. You will defend yourself alone.
Når vi står innenfor Kristi domstol, så er det ingen som skal forsvare deg. Det er bare du selv som står der.
Your wife or your children or your parents or your country will not defend you.
Din kone, dine barn, din nasjon, de vil ikke forsvare deg.
You will not defend yourself that Norway is very cold because Norway can be cold, but our God is hot. So you need to be hot like God is hot.
Norge er
Halleluja!
Norge er kaldt, men Gud er varm, så du trenger å være varm.
Amen.
Amen.
Many people can be sinners.
Mange mennesker er syndere.
That does not prevent us from living good. We need to live good.
Så selv om vi er, på en måte har denne syndetilbøyeligheten, så skal ikke det hindre oss fra å leve et bra liv.
When God wanted to bring judgment into the first days of Noah,
når Gud ville bringe dom i på Noahs tid,
he preached 120 years.
Så prekte han i 120 år.
Many people didn't believe.
Og mange mennesker trodde ikke.
The floods came anyway.
Men floden kom uansett.
And Noah was faithful anyway.
Og Noah var trofast.
So be faithful. It doesn't matter what people are doing. Be faithful to what God has put into your heart.
Så vær trofast på det som Gud har lagt ned i ditt liv. Halleluja.
There were only 12 disciples of Jesus Christ.
Det var, Jesus hadde bare 12 disipler.
And even one left Jesus.
Og bare en forlot Jesus.
And sold him. Sold him.
Ja, han solgte Jesus,
the,
han forrådte ham.
11 remained.
Men de 11 var tilbake.
And those 11.
Og de 11.
Amidst all the persecution.
De var gjennom masse forfølgelse.
Amidst all they were being laughed at.
De ble spottet og ledd av.
They changed the world.
Men de forandret verden.
So we are more than 12 here.
Og vi er mer enn 12
her. We are changing Norway. Hallelujah. You are changing Norway.
Och du ska förändra Norge.
And you are changing not only Norway.
Och du ska inte bara förändra Norge.
But the whole world.
Den hela världen.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it's not about us.
För det drejer sig om oss.
It's about him.
Det om ham.
It's not ours.
Det är oss.
It is his.
Det hans.
I feel in my heart since morning to continue with what I spoke on Friday.
Jag följde idag tidigt att jag skulle bara fortsätta med det som jag prekte om på fredagen.
And I mentioned for those people who are here.
Och jag prekte för de som var här på fredagen.
Just to catch up with the people who are not here.
Bara för att repetera lite för de som inte var här på fredagen.
That when the results of the national examination of the Form 4 was announced in Kenya.
Det var en sån undersökelse på de stora examiner i Kenya.
Many schools that were expecting to get, they have been getting about 200 A's.
Det var slik at mange skoler hadde veldig høye karakterer. De hadde ga ut 200 A som er toppkarakter.
The minister was very tough and there were only 2 or 3 A's.
Men så på en måte hadde man en sjekk og så viste at neste år så ble det bare to som fikk den samme høye
For about 10 years.
Samme karakteren, ja.
There was a corruption in the system of education.
Og for mange år så var det en korrupsjon i selve utdannelsessystemet.
So the teachers were making the children to pass exam and not teaching them.
Så lærerne bare gjorde det slik at elevene kom gjennom eksamen uten egentlig å lære dem så veldig.
They were being helped to pass the exam.
De bare fikk hjelp til å komme gjennom eksamen.
Until when the national examination was done, you were getting students getting A. But they were not actually deserving A.
Ja. Så var det när det var sån nationell examen så var det många som fick toppkaraktär, men det var inte det som var verkligheten.
Some of it was because of business because they wanted to make money from schools.
Ja. Och detta var för att de hade också ambitioner om att få tjäna pengar på detta här.
So they were not following the proper curriculum.
Så de följde inte det äkta det som var pensumet.
They were coaching the children to pass exams.
Det dreide seg bare om å få barna gjennom eksamen.
And I reminded the people we were here together that then the Holy Spirit reminded me.
Og da minte den hele ånden meg om.
How many preachings we are preaching today, changing the curriculum to fit the business of the church.
Hvor mange prekener det vi preker som passer I forhold til det himmelske pensumet slik at menneskers liv blir forvandlet.
Many churches today, the gospel which is being preached is not the word of God. We are preaching what people want to hear.
Og I mange menigheter I dag så preker man ikke Guds ord, men man preker det som folk ønsker å høre.
So people want to go to church to hear what will make them happy, but not necessarily what God is saying.
Så mennesker kommer til menigheten for å høre det som gjør dem lykkelige og ikke det som egentlig Gud ønsker å si dem.
And that has changed the standard of the gospel of heaven.
Og det har forandret selve standarden på det evangeliske budskapet fra himmelen.
I thank God that when I'm here, I feel the standard, the presence of heaven. It is here.
Og jeg takker Gud fordi at når jeg her I denne menigheten så kjenner jeg at det en himmelsk standard her. Halleluja.
A standard where if God says this is sin and it is sin full stop.
Og når Gud sier at det sin, så det sin.
Sin is sin in this church.
Sin sin I denne menigheten.
Sin is sin in that other church.
Og sin sin I den andre menigheten.
Sin is sin in Catholic church.
Sin sin I den katolske kirken.
Sin is sin in Lutheran church.
Og det samme I den lutherske kirken.
Because it is sin before God and not before men.
Fordi at det sin innenfor Guds ansikt og ikke for mennesker.
Amen.
Amen.
And it made me to think twice.
Och det fick mig att tänka mig om igen.
How do I know that the fellowship I am in?
Hvordan vet jag att det fellesskapet som jag har
is the fellowship of the will of God?
Att det är ett fellesskap som är Guds vilja.
How do I know that I am in the right place?
Och hvordan vet jag att jag på den rätta platsen?
And this is what I'm asking us here today.
Och det det jag spör dig idag.
How do you know that the type of believing, the type of fellowship you are in?
Hvordan vet du att det fellesskapet som du är I
is the fellowship that is right up to heaven.
Slik at du har en åpning rett innenfor himmelen.
You must judge yourself.
Vi må på en måte prøve oss selv.
Amen.
Amen.
You must examine yourself.
Du må prøve deg selv, undersøke deg selv.
Do I go to church because I want entertainment?
Går du til menigheten fordi at du ønsker underholdning?
Do I go to church because there's something good that I'm going to look for there?
Det for bare for noe at jeg skal få noe godt?
Or am I having the right relationship?
Men eller har jeg den rette relasjonen til den
I don't want to
Gud?
Dwell there so much today, but I want to continue.
Jeg vil bare fortsette I dag.
When you teach in school, some of you are teachers.
Når du underviser på skolen, og noen av dere jo lærere.
The school has what we call curriculum.
Og skolen har det vi kaller et pensum.
Curriculum is what you are supposed to teach.
Og pensum det du skal lære mens du på skolen.
At what time? So even us.
Og til og med oss.
The faith that we have believed.
Den troen som vi har.
It is not just faith. There is a standard.
Det en
standard
curriculum. Når det gjelder også troen vår.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is why Peter, when he was writing...
Och det var också det som var med Peter.
We read this last Friday.
Vi läste det I Bibeln också på fredagen.
In 2 Peter chapter 1.
Där I 2 Peter kapitel 1.
Vers 10.
Och vers 10. Should I read it?
Yes.
Därför søsken skall dere vara ännu mer ivrig efter att göra deres kall och utvälgelse fast. For hvis dere gjør alt dette, skal dere aldri noensinne snuble.
He's saying, make sure.
Han sa, vær sikre, vær trygge.
Examine to exactly know.
Dere må bare undersøke at dere vet exakt hvordan det
When we left the house of Audun, we were coming to the church.
Når vi forlot Auduns hus, og vi kom hit til menigheten.
He has come here several times.
Han har vært her mange ganger.
But there are so many roads.
Men det så mange veier til denne menigheten.
We could have gone to a wrong road.
Vi kunne gått en gal vei til den.
But he was sure we were coming here.
Men han var sikker på at han kjørte den rette veien. Amen.
If he left me somewhere, I would not know where to go. Maybe I would end up somewhere else.
Om han hadde satt han et eller annet sted, så visste han ikke hvor han skulle gå. Han kanskje han hadde havnet et annet sted.
And sometimes when you are not sure.
Og når du noen ganger ikke du sikker.
When Jarl was driving from Oslo.
Og når Jarl kjørte fra Oslo.
He was using TomTom.
Så hadde jeg tom-tom.
To make sure that the road that he's following is correct.
Så var jeg sikker på
Halleluja.
At han kjørte rett til veien.
To make sure.
For å være sikker.
Even us in this journey to heaven. We need tom-tom to show us.
Vi må ha tom-tom, altså en GPS, for å finne den rette veien til himmelen.
Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise you find yourself, you think you're going to heaven, you find yourself in hell.
Og Eller så kan du risikere at når du tror at du skal komme til himmelen, så tror du også har du kommet til et helt annet sted, nemlig til helvete.
And for some few minutes, I want us to go through what is this that he's saying, make sure.
Han sier, vær sikker.
And I mentioned last week when you were also here on Friday.
Og jeg nevnte også når du var her på fredagen.
There was the basic principle of what we call in the church the foundations of the teachings of Christ.
Og da snakket jeg om de grunnleggende ting I undervisningen om Jesus.
And Apostle Paul wrote it in very brief, some few letters.
Og aposteln Paulus skrev det veldig sånn kortfattet I noen brev.
I'm giving this to you so that you ask yourself personally.
Og jeg gir dette til dere nå, slik at du skal spørre deg selv personlig.
It's not about Eli Rop from Kenya. It's not about pastor. It's not about this movement. It's about you and God.
Ja, det ikke, det dreier seg ikke om biskop Eli Rop fra Kenya, men det dreier seg om en relasjon mellom deg og Gud.
And when you read from Hebrews chapter 1, chapter 6, verse 1.
Og når du leser fra Hebreerbrevet kapittel 6 og fra vers 1.
Because they had taught this word several times.
Og dette har vi jo undervist flere ganger.
Paul was telling the church that he was writing to, let us not continue in this, let's move to the next step.
Ja, og det som Paulus sa var det at ikke la oss ta opp igjen de grunnleggende tingene, men la oss gå videre til neste steg.
He didn't mean that these words are very important. He was just reminding them.
Han sa ikke at ikke det var viktig, han bare ville minne dem om det.
And the first thing is the entry is the repentance.
Og det første det dreier seg om omvendelse.
And I take the word repentance.
Omvendelse.
Repentance means to be born again.
Og omvendelse betyr å bli født på ny.
Jesus told Nicodemus.
Og Jesus sa til Nicodemus.
Unless you are born again.
Om ikke du blir født på ny,
you cannot see
så kan du ikke se
the kingdom of God.
Guds rike.
The biggest challenge we have in the churches today.
Den største utfordringen vi har I menigheten
I dag. We are not
dag,
preaching repentance.
Er at vi ikke, vi preker
we are not telling the people to be born again.
Vi sier ikke til mennesker at de må
bli
født
på ny. We want people to be members of our churches. So that we can have a big church.
Vi bare ønsker en stor menighet.
And we can use always to entice men.
Og vi kan ha underholdning litt forskjellig.
Speak in gentle words.
Og bare ha forsiktige,
introduce good things.
Høflige ord og
and
bare
you find
tale
people
gode ting.
Sitting in the church.
Og så det mennesker som
sitter
I menigheten.
Born again.
Og så de ikke født på ny.
Some people go to the church.
Og noen mennesker går
til menigheten.
It has
happened in Africa many times.
Det har skjedd I Afrika mange ganger.
Because beautiful girls are in the church.
Fordi at det så nydelige jenter I kirken.
So handsome boys come to the church not to be born again but to look for girls in the church.
Så kommer disse kjekke unge guttene ikke for å bli født på ny men for å møte jentene.
And one of them was saying
Og en av dem sa,
if you want to get these girls in the church, they cannot love you if you're not born again.
Og en av dem sa, hvis du virkelig vil ha disse
so you wait,
jentene I menigheten, så må du bli født på ny.
Who wants to give life to Jesus? Just lift up your hand and make sure that Salome is watching you. Then you are all right. Hello.
Hello.
They are not lifting up their hand because they want salvation. They are lifting up hand because they want somebody to get born again. Ja, I mean to get married to.
Så de løfter ikke hendene for å bli født på ny, men bare for at de skal få noen å gifte seg med.
We will be clapping our hands and saying, oh, so and so is getting saved. He is not getting saved. He is in the church for a different reason.
Du skjønner at de kommer ikke til menigheten for å bli frelst. De der av en helt annen grunn.
Today, as you are sitting here,
og I dag, mens du sitter her,
what is the reason making you to come to the
hvorfor
church?
Hvorfor du her I dag? Hvorfor kom du til Jesus?
Did you get born again?
Ble du født på ny?
Has something happened in your heart?
Har noe skjedd I ditt hjerte?
Apostle Paul says.
Apostel Paulus sier.
Therefore now.
Därför
if somebody is in Christ
he
is a new creation.
En ny skapning.
All things pass away.
Allt det gamla
everything
borte.
Becomes new. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am not alive because I assume, I imagine I am alive.
Jeg ikke I levende livet fordi at jeg antar at jeg lever.
I am alive because I was born.
Jeg I livet fordi at jeg ble født.
My mother was pregnant me 9 months.
Ja, mora mi var gravid meg I 9 måneder.
And 21st of June 1959, 2:00 in the morning, I was born. Into this world.
Och 21 juni 1959 så blev jag född om morgonen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You cannot think or imagine or assume that you are born again. It is either you are born or you are not born.
Du antar ikke at du født. Du vet at du født på ny eller ikke.
There is nothing in the middle.
Det ingenting imellom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we give Jesus a mighty hand clap? There is nothing in the middle.
Det ingenting imellom.
And sometimes this gospel is so hard, it is chasing people away.
Og dette budskapet kan være så voldsomt og så direkte at det kan også jage noen mennesker bort.
But we have no alternative.
Men vi har ikke noe alternativ.
It is the standard of heaven.
For det er en himmelsk standard.
People must be born again.
Folk, mennesker må bli født på ny.
If they have to see the kingdom of God.
For å se Guds rike.
You need to be born again.
Du må bli født på ny.
Yes, you may be good in the church.
Du kan være et bra menneske her I menigheten.
You may even get an opportunity to sing in the choir.
Du kan til og med synge I koret.
You may even know how to speak good words.
Du kan til og med vite hvordan du skal si gode ting til andre
When we
mennesker.
Go to Bible school, they can tune us how to go speak very well and you know how to speak psychological words into the mind of people.
Og når du på en måte går på en bibelskole, så lærer du å tale gode ord til mennesker, psykologisk
ord. But words of men cannot save.
Men Guds visdom kan ikke frelse noen mennesker.
You must be born again.
Du må bli født på ny.
You must be born again.
Du må bli født på ny.
Amen.
Amen.
That's point number one.
Det punkt nummer en.
If you're not born again,
om ikke du født på ny,
you failed the exam.
Så har du ikke klart eksamen.
You have failed this exam.
Du har stryket.
You may say I've given a lot of money. Thank you very much.
Og du sier om du har gitt masse penger inn I Guds rike, så sier jeg ja vel, takk for det.
Yes, many people will be born again, but you are not going to heaven.
Og mange mennesker vil bli født på ny, men du
Because
vil ikke komme
giving
til himmelen.
Money is not taking people to heaven.
Fordi at det ikke pengene dine som bringer deg til mennesket.
It is being born again.
Det det at du født på ny.
And it is something that happens in the heart.
Og det noe som skjer på innsiden av hjertet.
Are we together, church?
Dere med meg?
Are we together?
Dere med meg?
You must be born again.
Du må bli født på ny.
I'm not saying we must go to church.
Jeg sier ikke at du må gå til menigheten.
Although going to church is good.
Selv om menigheten
bra. I'm not saying that we must pray.
Jeg sier ikke at du må be.
Although praying is good.
Selv om det å be bra.
I'm saying one thing.
Jeg sier en ting.
You must.
Du må.
Be born.
Bli født.
Again.
På ny.
Point number two.
Punkt nummer to.
And that's where we said last week.
Og det var det vi sa på fredagen.
Faith in God.
Tro på Gud.
Once you have been born again,
med en gang du født på ny,
you must make sure that you have total, 100% faith in God.
Så må du vite at du 100% total tro på Gud.
I have been ministering for the past 28 years in the church.
Jeg har tjent I menigheten I 28 år.
I have gone to so many countries and so many people.
Jeg har vært I så mange land og jeg har vært truffet så mange mennesker.
And I found that because of nature,
Og jeg har funnet ut at på grunn av naturen,
because of environment,
på grunn av omgivelsene,
because of how people live,
fordi at måten mennesker
lever
på,
it is possible for people to adapt, yes, faith in God, but also,
så kan folk tilpasse seg på tro på Gud, men også på noe annet.
In Africa,
og I Afrika,
where there was the power of witchcraft,
hvor det var heksekraft,
you find people having 50% faith in God.
Så hadde mennesker 50% tro på Gud.
But also 50% faith in witchcraft.
Og så hadde de 50% tro på heksekraft.
Like sometimes in the church we used to have women who have bad eyes.
Og vi hadde I menigheten kvinner som hadde dårlige øyne.
It was very common with women.
Det var vanlig for kvinner.
If you have a small child.
Om du har et lite barn.
If this woman is seeing the child,
oh ja, det vel en misunnelse da, tenker jeg.
Is
ja.
Putting bad sickness into the child.
Så det dårlige øyne fordi at de på en måte kaster forbannelse over barna.
So ja. You find that women when they got saved in my church.
Så da mennesker ble frelst I min menighet, I min kirke.
When they give birth to small child.
Når de blir født til små barn.
They stay 3 months at home, not coming to church.
Så kom de tre, var de 3 måneder hjemme I sin eget hus. De kom ikke til menigheten.
Because they are trying to prevent the eyes of this bad woman from seeing the child.
Fordi de prøvde å beskytte barna for disse onde øynene til disse dårlige kvinnene.
And one day when we had finished the meeting.
Og en dag da vi hadde fullført møtet.
This one of these women had come to church with a small child.
Så kom en av disse kvinnene til menigheten med et lite barn.
And this other woman who is born again, but before she was born again, she was witchcraft having bad eyes.
Så var det en av disse kvinnene som før hun ble født.
When people
are, så kastet hun heksekraft på andre.
We are greeting each other out. You see this mama with a small child looking and saying, shh, and trying to prevent the child from being seen by this
mother. Ja, og denne her mora, de prøvde å beskytte dette lille barnet sitt mot denne kvinnen som hadde drevet med heksekraft.
She's born again.
Hun var født på ny.
But she still believes if this woman looks after my child is going to be bewitched.
Men hun trodde fortsatt at denne kvinnen kunne kaste heksekraft på sitt eget lille barn.
So have faith in they have faith in God a little bit.
Så de har litt tro på Gud.
But they also have faith in witchcraft.
Men de hadde også tro på heksekraft.
This is not what God is teaching us.
Men det ikke det Guds ord underviser oss om.
The Bible teaches us.
Bibelen underviser oss.
Greater is he that is in me.
Større han som I meg.
Than he that is in the world.
Den han som I verden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible tells me.
Bibelen forteller meg.
There is no witchcraft.
Og det ikke noe heksekraft.
That can get Jacob. So I cannot be bewitched. I cannot have witchcraft.
Jeg trenger ikke å bry meg om heksekraft.
The witch doctor cannot have any power on me.
For heksedoktoren har ikke noen kraft og influens på meg. Halleluja.
Sometimes you have preached, we know that the devil, he had power before we got saved. He had power.
Djevelen hadde kraft før over våre liv, før vi ble frelst.
Yes, we know that he has power even today.
Og han har kraft også I dag.
He has power.
Han har kraft.
But the Bible tells me,
men Bibelen forteller meg,
that we are more than conquerors.
Men at vi mer enn overvinnere.
So if you confess many things about the devil, it means you also believe the power of the devil.
Og hvis du driver og bekjenner ting som djevelen gjør I ditt liv, så har du betyr også at du tror på djevelens kraft.
So I, because I have total faith in God.
Men fordi at jeg total tro på Gud.
It doesn't matter what the devil does.
Så bryr jeg meg ikke hva djevelen gjør.
I know at the end of the game.
Jeg vet slutten på spillet.
I am the winner.
Amen, jeg vinner.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At the end of the game, I'm the winner anyway.
Oh, jeg vet slutten på spillet, og jeg vinner uansett.
So what, why waste my time?
Hvorfor kaste jeg bort tiden min?
Talking about him and he has been defeated.
Og da preker om djevelen som faktisk overvunnet.
Faith in God.
Jeg skal tro på Gud.
Faith in God.
Tro på Gud.
Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego said one thing that blesses me.
Shadrach, Meshach og Abednego sa en ting. De skulle ha tro på Gud.
The king told them.
Kongen sa til dem.
If you don't obey me.
Om ikke du adlyder meg.
We are putting you in the fire.
Så putter vi deg I ilden.
If you don't worship this idol.
Om ikke du tilber dette gudebildet.
We are going to put you in the fire.
Så kaster vi deg I ilden.
They knew what the fire was.
De visste hva ilden var.
They had seen people being destroyed by fire.
De hadde sett at mennesker ble ødelagt
But
I ilden.
Listen to the people who have faith in God.
Men de hadde tro på Gud.
They tell the king.
De sa til kongen.
It is not unusual. Our God is powerful.
Gud, vår Gud kraftfull.
He can save us from that fire.
Han kan frelse oss fra ilden.
He can make that fire nothing.
Han kan gjøre at ilden ikke But
even, oss. Even if he does not save us from the fire.
Og selv om han ikke frelser oss fra ilden.
It is not because he's not able.
Så ikke det fordi han ikke
I stand til å gjøre det. We are ready to burn because of him. Hallelujah.
Vi rede til å dø på grunn av ham.
Faith in God.
Tro på Gud.
Maximum faith in God.
Maximal tro på Gud.
That even if you don't have money in the pocket.
Og til og med om ikke du har penger I lommeboka
din. I still have faith in him anyway.
Så jeg fortsatt tro på Gud.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even if the life in this world does not seem good.
Og til og med om ikke dette livet
I denne verden synes så godt. Hey, I still have faith in him anyway.
Så jeg tro på Gud. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even if I pray for the sick and they don't get healed.
Och selv om når jeg ber for de syke og ikke blir helbredet.
No problem. I still have faith in him anyway.
Så jeg fortsatt tro på Gud.
And if I pray for a sick person and he gets healed.
Og om jeg ber for et sykt menneske og det blir helbredet.
It is not me.
Så det ikke meg.
It is him.
Det han.
So he receives all the glory.
Han skal ha all ære.
Amen.
Amen.
Faith in God.
Tro på Gud.
The problem that we have today also.
Det problemet som vi har idag.
We have developed that we have faith in men of God.
Vi har tro på Guds män och kvinnor.
Because we feel that so and so has a big anointing.
För vi tänker att de har en stor salvelse på
sitt liv. So we want to follow him even if he's taking us wrong. We have faith in men.
Och så följer vi dem oavsett om de tar fel.
I urge you in the name of the Lord. Don't have faith in men. Have
jeg bare
faith in
sier,
God.
Ikke ha tro på mennesker, men ha din tro på Gud.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even if somebody has the power to bring fire from heaven.
Og selv om noen til og med skulle ha kraft til å bringe ild fra himmelen.
We are not saved because of the miracles.
Så vi ikke frelst på grunn av mirakler.
We are saved because of the Father in heaven.
We are saved because of
the Father in heaven.
Ja, vi frelst på grunn av vår far I himmelen.
Amen.
Amen.
Many people have been deceived.
Mange mennesker blir bedratt.
Because they start worshiping people.
Fordi at vi begynner å tilbe mennesker.
Because they pray for the sick and they are healed.
De ber for mennesker og de blir helbredet.
So we start worshiping miracles.
Så begynner de å tilbe mirakler.
The biggest miracle.
Og det største miraklet.
Is to be born again.
Å bli født på ny.
And to be forgiven your sins.
Og når Gud tilgir deg dine synder.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the biggest miracle.
Det det største miraklet.
I told people in my church.
Jeg sier til mennesker I min menighet.
Even Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
Og selv om til og med Jesus oppreiste Lazarus fra de døde.
But Lazarus died again.
Og så døde jo Lazarus igjen.
He didn't live for long.
Han levde ikke for alltid.
He died again.
Han døde igjen.
Ja.
Ja.
God has given me many things.
Gud har gitt meg mange ting.
One day I needed money.
En dag så trengte jeg penger.
In my radio and television ministry.
I min TV-tjeneste.
We had reached the dead end.
Vi har kommet til slutten.
And I was minus 30 million shillings.
Og han var minus 30 millioner Kenya shilling. Det cirka, just a moment, det cirka 2,5 miljoner norske, cirka.
And everything I felt it was getting the dead end.
Och jag kände att vi på alla måter så kom vi på slutet.
I was so worried.
Jag var så bekymrad.
And I became stressed.
Och jag blev så stressad.
I lost 17 kilos of my body.
Jag gick ner 17 kilo.
And one night I was thinking I was dying.
Och en natt så tänkte jag att jag var i färd med att dö.
But I will not tell you the story today.
Jag ska inte fortälla hela historien idag.
But God answered me.
Men Gud svarte mig.
And he gave me 30 million.
Och han gav mig 30 miljoner kenyanskilling, 2,5 miljoner norske.
But although he did that miracle of 30 million.
Men selv om han ikke skulle gitt meg dette mirakel med 30 millioner kenyanskilling.
I still need money today.
Så selv om jeg fikk det den gangen så trenger jeg fortsatt penger i dag.
The miracle of 30 million happened.
Ja, det mirakel med 30 miljoner kenyanskilling, det skedde.
And I can say hallelujah, God answered and I got 30 million.
Och jag kan säga halleluja, Gud svarte mig och gav mig 30 miljoner.
But today I still need another miracle.
Och idag så trenger jag ett nytt mirakel.
To have some food in my stomach.
Men för att ha lite mat i magen med.
Maybe just 500 shillings. So. Are we together?
Are you med?
Put up your hand if you are listening.
Bare ta henne og vink.
Praise God.
Pris Herren.
The biggest miracle.
Det største miraklet.
Is the faith in God.
Er troen på Gud.
That I have the relationship in
at
him.
At jeg har den relasjon til
when
ham.
When I have 30 million in my pocket.
Om jeg har 30 millioner i lommeboka.
Or my pocket is empty.
Eller om lommeboka mi er tom. There is no problem.
He will give me.
Så vil han gi meg.
Even though my pocket is empty.
Selv om lommeboka mi er tom.
I will go back to Kenya.
Så vil jeg gå tilbake, komme tilbake
til Kenya.
And
when I reach Kenya, I'll preach the gospel anyway.
Jeg skal preke evangeliet uansett.
And one day when the trumpet is sounding.
Og en dag når basunen lyder.
I will not need 30 million in my pocket.
Så har jeg ikke 30 millioner
i lommeboka mi. The miracle will take me to heaven. And that is very important.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's give the Lord a mighty hand clap.
La bare gi klappe for Herren.
So I will not allow any miracle.
Jeg vil ikke la noe mirakel.
To take away the faith in God.
Ta vekk troen på Gud.
And make me have faith in men.
Og gjør at jeg tror på mennesker.
Even when the miracles happen.
Selv om mirakler skjer.
It must build your faith.
Så må, det noe som skal det må bygge din tro.
In God.
På Gud.
Amen.
Amen.
So how much faith in God do you have?
Så hvor mye tro på Gud har du?
Faith in God gives me the vision to see good things.
Og troen på Gud gjør at jeg får visjoner og drømmer om å se gode ting.
When I see Norway, I see God.
Så når jeg ser Norge, så ser jeg Gud.
I will not confess bad things.
Jeg vil ikke bekjenne dårlige ting.
Because I am the good person in Norway.
For jeg en god person i Norge.
Stop speaking negative things about
så
Norway.
Så slutt å tale negative ting om Norge.
Because you are the good person in the place.
For du at du en god person der du
So speak good things.
Så tal gode ting.
Into the place.
In i det du i omstendighetene dine.
Stop the gospel of speaking negative and saying, oh you know.
Stop det evangeliet hvor du bare prater negative ting.
Know.
Oh nej.
Oh, things are not going
good.
Oh,
det går ikke så bra med
meg. Oh, the economy is not good.
Oh, økonomien så dårlig.
That is a language of babies who don't have faith in God.
Det sånne små babyer som ikke har tro på Gud.
I have faith in God.
Men jeg har tro på Gud.
Because he has saved me.
Fordi at han har frelst meg.
And he knows my name.
Ah, halleluja.
Halleluja. Oh. Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what is going on around. It doesn't matter.
Det betyder ingenting hva som skjer omkring oss.
I want to close that line by saying. When Noah had faith in God.
Du måste ha tro på Gud.
He built the ark.
Ja, Noah hade tro på Gud. Han byggde arken.
And there was no rain.
Och det kom inte någon regn.
120 years.
I 120 år.
No rain.
Inte någon regn.
And nobody was believing.
Och ingen trodde på honom.
But he built the ark anyway.
Men han byggde arken uansett.
And he preached anyway.
Han prekte uansett.
He didn't change his mind. He did not change his mind.
Han forandret ikke sitt sinn.
Because people were not believing.
Fordi at folk ikke trodde.
Even the sister-in-law, even the brother-in-law, they were not coming to the
ark. Slekta hans ikke trodde.
He didn't mind anyway.
Så trodde han
uansett. Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
The day when the ark was ready.
Og dagen da arken var klar.
The rain did not come.
Og regnet ikke kom.
But God told him, get into the ark.
Men Gud sa, gå inn i arken.
He got to the ark anyway.
Så gikk han inn i arken uansett.
With his children.
Med sina barn.
He looked stupid.
Han såg ju helt dum ut.
But he went into the ark anyway.
Men han gick in i arken uansett.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is faith.
Det är tro.
He didn't mind what is the people thinking about.
Han brydde sig inte vad människor trodde.
He believed God.
Han trodde på Gud.
And when the rain came.
Och när regnet kom.
The same rain which was killing people.
Och det samma regnet som dräpte människor.
The same flood which was killing people.
Den samma floden som dräpte människor.
It is the same flood.
Den samma floden.
That was lifting up the
som lyfte upp arken.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The same water which was destroying people.
Och det samma vatten som ödelade människor.
The same ark.
Och det löftet arken.
Was lifting up Noah.
Och det löftet arken.
So sometimes the problems come to Christians.
Så någon gång kommer problemet till de kristna.
And you think this problem is finishing us.
Och du tänker att det problemet tar
knäcken på. But when you have faith in God.
Men av tro på Gud.
The same problem which is finishing people.
Och det samma problemet som tar knäcken på människor.
That is lifting you up.
Löftet arken och löftet dig upp.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Urabo santa da la basa.
Hallelujah. Sono la mandi.
So have faith in God.
Så tro på Gud.
The third word in the book of Hebrews.
Den tredje sängen i Hebreerbrevet.
He talks about baptisms.
Det snackar om dop.
I want to go very quickly today and finish quickly.
Jag ska bara gå igenom det ganska raskt.
When he talks about baptisms.
Om man snackar om dop.
Because I don't know in a translation of Norway, but the translation of Kiswahili, my language, and English, it says baptisms, which means more than one baptism.
Ja, nu vet inte hur det är på norsk, men på hans eget språk så står det dop, och det står det på norsk.
Now, in the doctrine of baptisms, it is not talking about the baptism of putting some little water here or.
Och när man snackar om dop så drar det sig om att putta lite vatten i panna.
Baptism is by immersion.
Dåp är neddykelse.
Because the actual Greek word baptism means immerse.
Och för att det grekiska ordet dåp betyder att dykas ner i något, sänkas ner i något.
But when it talks about baptisms,
och när det drar sig om dåp,
it means as a believer in God.
Och så drar det sig om en troende som tror på
you
Gud.
You have more than one baptism.
Och vi har mer än en dåp.
There are four baptisms.
Det är fyra olika dåper.
That you go through.
Som vi ska igenom.
The first baptism is the baptism of water.
Och den första dopen är dopen i vatten.
Which when you believe in Christ.
När du tror på Jesus.
You are baptized.
Så blir du döpt i vatten.
Now what is the purpose of that baptism?
Vad är hensikten med den
I know many of you have done Bible study, but let me just
remind us. Jag vet att många av er har haft bibelstudier, men låt oss bara repetera lite.
The first reason why you get baptized in the water.
Och första grunden till att du blir döpt i vatten.
Is because Christ commanded.
För att Jesus befallde det.
He said, "Whosoever believes."
Han sa de troende.
Let him be baptized.
Låt han bli döpt.
So the first reason of being baptized in water.
Så den första grunden att bli döpt i vatten.
Is obeying the commandment of Christ.
Är att alltid det Jesu Kristi befallning.
Because Christ said be baptized.
För att Jesus sa det.
But listen.
Men hör nu.
It must be somebody who has believed.
Men det måste vara en som tror.
Otherwise.
Ellers.
You'll go to the river.
Så går du till älven.
As a dry sinner.
Som en törr synder.
And come out of the water.
Och kommer ut av vannet.
As a wet sinner.
Som en våt synder. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So the first important thing.
Så den första tingen som är viktig
här. You
must
be born again.
Du må bli född på ny.
Because the second reason why you are being baptized.
Och den andra grunden till att du blir döpt.
Is a testimony.
Det är ett vittnesbörd.
When they put you in the water.
När de dyker dig ner i vattnet.
Romans chapter 6 verse 4 says.
Så står det i Romarna 6 vers 4.
It is in the likeness of Christ.
Så är det i likhet med Kristus.
Because when you believe and you are baptized you are thrown into the water.
För när du tror och du blir går ner i vattnet.
Because when you die with Christ you are buried.
Då dör du med Kristus.
So we bury you.
Så du är död med Kristus och vi begraver dig.
And then because Christ did not remain in the tomb.
Och Jesus blev inte värden i graven.
He rose.
Han reste
upp. So we raise you again.
Han reste upp
igen. So when you are in the water, we say you are dead and you are alive in Christ.
Så när vi puttrar ner i vattnet så blir du begravd och du står upp igen med Kristus.
Amen.
Amen.
So it is not swimming. We are going to swim.
Vi ska gå och svämma.
No.
Nej.
It is a testimony.
Det är ett vittnesbörd.
That I am dead.
Att jag är död.
And I'm alive.
Och jag lever med Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the second reason why we baptize.
Det är den andra grunden att vi döpes.
The third reason why we baptize.
Den tredje grunden att vi döpes.
Is because Jesus himself was baptized.
För att Jesus själv blev döpt.
Matthew chapter 2 verse 13.
Det står i Markus kapitel 2.
When I say I'm a Christian.
När jag säger att jag är en kristen.
I'm following the example of Christ.
Så följer jag Jesu Kristi exempel.
So because he was baptized.
Och för att han blev döpt.
So I also get baptized.
Så må jag också bli döpt.
So the third point.
Det är det tredje punkt.
Why I get baptized?
Grunden till att jag blir döpt.
Is because my Lord was baptized.
För att min Herre blev döpt.
Amen.
Amen.
The fourth point.
Den fjärde punkten.
1 Peter 3:21 says.
Första Peter 3:21 säger.
It is an answer of good conscience.
Det är en god samvitetspakt.
When God has commanded something.
Och när Gud har befallt något.
And you do good.
Och du gör det.
You feel good in your heart.
Så för känner du att du har gott i hjärtat.
It's a confirmation in your heart.
Du känner en bekräftelse här i hjärtat ditt.
Are we together?
Är det med mig?
So that baptism is not just a ritual.
Och det, så den dopen är inte bara ett ritual.
It has a very strong power and a strong.
Det är stark kraft i det.
And the fifth meaning.
Och den femte meningen.
Why we get baptized?
Varför femte grund att vi döpes?
It's not in the scripture.
Det står inte i skriften.
But it is in the fellowship of the brethren.
Men det är i fellesskap med bröderna.
In our churches we use that one as the entry point.
I vår menighet så är det som en på måte ingångsport.
To make you fellowship of a church.
Och ha fellesskap med bröderna.
When somebody says outside there, oh I have believed in Christ, we still give him some few weeks to see if he has left alcohol and he has really left sin. When we are sure, then we use baptism to bring him in as a member.
Så som de gör det i den menigheten där när de på måte, hvis de checkar om de verkligen har gett sig över till Jesus, om det är allvar i livet deras, och då döper vi dem.
That is not very important. Sometimes we baptize somebody immediately. But sometimes it needs also to check before we baptize somebody.
Alltså kan vara lurt att bara checka om det är allvar när de har tagit emot Jesus.
So that by the time we take him to the river we are sure he is really born again.
Så när vi döper dem i älven så är vi säkra på att de har tagit emot Jesus.
So the first baptism is the baptism of water.
Så den första dopen är dopen i vatten.
I like to spend some few minutes on the second baptism, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Och vi också brukar lite grann tid på dopen i den helige ande.
Which has been neglected by so many people.
Som har blivit översett av så många människor.
Jesus said.
Jesus sa.
You shall receive power.
Du skall få kraft.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
När den helige ande kommer över dig.
And you shall be my witnesses.
Och det ska vara mina vittner.
The second important point of a church.
Det andra viktiga poängen för en menighet.
Is to be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Det är att vara döpt i den helige ande.
Why there is a lot of replacement theology in the church today.
Det är massa sån ersättningsteologi i menigheten idag.
Many people are not baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Och många människor är inte döpt i den helige ande.
Last year I was ministering to so many conferences where I was invited.
Och jag blev betjänt och preka på så många konferenser sista året.
I went to a conference of women.
Och jag gick på en kvinnokonferens.
There were 800 women.
800 kvinnor.
I asked them.
Och jag spurte dem.
How many of you?
Hvor mange av dere?
Are baptized the Holy Spirit.
Er døpt i den hellige ånd.
There were only about 50 women.
Bare 50 kvinnor.
50 women.
50 kvinnor.
One week later.
En uke senare.
I was speaking to a group of youth.
Så talte jag till en grupp av ungdomar.
In another district.
Ett helt annat distrikt.
600 of them.
600 av dem.
I asked.
Och jag spurte igen.
How many of you?
Hur många av er
have been born again?
Har blivit född på ny?
Almost all of them.
Nästan alla av dem.
I asked how many of you?
Hur många har spurt
igen? Have been baptized to the Holy Spirit.
Hur många av er är döpt i den helige ande?
There were 7.
Det var 7 stycken.
I went to another meeting.
Jag kom till ett annat möte.
Senior youth. Big youth.
En stor unge, många
ungdomar. There were 1000. 1000 youth.
1000 ungdomar.
I asked.
Och jag spurte.
How many have been born again?
Hur många av er är född på ny?
3/4.
3/4.
How many of you have been baptized with the Holy Spirit?
Hur många av er är döpt i den helige ande?
22.
22.
I asked myself.
Jag spurt mig själv.
What has gone wrong with the church?
Vad är galt med menigheten?
Why is there no power in the church today?
Varför är det inte någon kraft i menigheten idag?
Baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Det är på grund av kraft.
Has been replaced.
Och blir ersattet.
It has been replaced with a lot of Bible knowledge.
Och blir ersattet med bibelkunskap.
I don't refuse Bible knowledge.
Jag säger inte, jag undervärderar inte bibelkunskap.
I have been to Bible school.
Jag har jag stöttar bibelskolor.
But very many people they explain the gospel with the mind.
Men många människor förklarar evangeliet med huvudet.
Listen very carefully.
Hör nu.
A lot of church work today.
Massa menighetsarbete idag.
Is in the mind.
Är i sinnet vårt intellektuellt.
But when the Holy Spirit is working.
Men när den helige ande verkar.
It is in the heart.
Så kommer det från hjärtat.
Halleluja.
Amen. Halleluja.
That is why you find a lot of Christians today.
Det är därför du finner massa kristna idag.
They have replaced the power of the Holy Spirit.
De har ersattat kraften från den helige ande.
With a lot of explanation.
Med massa förklaringar.
A lot of theory.
Massa teorier.
A lot of theology. A lot of preparation theology.
Med teologi.
Teaching about the new age.
Och talar om the new age.
Teaching about the satanism.
Snackar om satanism.
Teaching about all this.
Snackar om och undervisar om allt detta här så.
There is no problem. We can learn that.
Ja, vi kan bara avskriva det.
There's no problem.
Det är inget problem med det.
But if you don't have power.
Men hvis ikke du har kraft.
You will not overcome them.
You will not.
Overcome.
Så vil du ikke overvinne.
The power to overcome.
Du må ha kraft til å overvinne.
It's in the Holy Spirit.
Gjennom den hellige ånd.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know why there are no miracles today in the church?
Vet du hvorfor ikke det er flere mirakler i menigheten i dag?
No Holy Spirit.
Fordi den hellige ånd er ikke der.
When the Holy Spirit is working.
Når den hellige ånd virker.
It is so simple.
Så är det så enkelt.
So simple.
Det är så enkelt.
It works.
Det virker.
It just works.
Det bara virker.
Before Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was afraid.
För Peter blev fylld med den helige ande, så var han bara rädd.
But when he was filled with the Holy Spirit,
men när han blev fylld med den helige ande,
he gets a lame man who was 38 years in the temple.
Så tog han en man som hade varit sitt utanför templet i 38 år.
He doesn't call a choir.
Han kallade inte på ett kor.
Worship.
Tillbedelse.
No.
Nej.
He doesn't call intercessors to pray and intercede.
Han fick inte heller en massa förbedrare.
No.
Nej.
He doesn't tell him have faith, have faith.
Han sa heller inte ha tro, ha tro, ha tro.
It just works.
Det bara virker.
He said silver and gold don't I have.
Sölv och guld har jag inte.
But what I have I give you.
Men det jag har det ger jag dig.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk.
Jesus
of
Nazareth.
And it works. Halleluja.
Halleluja.
It works.
Det virker.
I told you on Friday.
Jag sa till dig på fredagen.
One day in the evening.
På kvällen.
It was 9 o'clock.
Det var en kväll klockan 9
kvällen. I was preaching the gospel in the village.
Jag så präkte jag evangeliet i en landsby.
After preaching and people had come to the Lord.
Och många människor kom till Herren.
I was praying for the sick.
Och jag bad för de sjuka.
It was a long line of people.
Det var en lång bönekö.
And I was praying in the name of Jesus. And I was praying. I was not looking for the results, but I was praying.
Jag bara bad för dem.
Because Jesus said, lay hands on the sick.
För Jesus sa, lägg händerna på
de sjuka. So I was praying, and I was praying.
Och jag bad, och jag
bad. And they were going. And then suddenly, a woman comes.
Och plötsligt så kom det en kvinna.
And she had a baby on her
back.
Och
hon hade en liten barn på ryggen.
And she removes the baby and puts in my hands.
Och la barnet i mina händer.
And the baby head was going everywhere, and the legs, they were going everywhere.
Och hod och armar gick alla vägar.
The child had died in the hospital.
Barnet hade dött på sjukhuset.
And the mother was taking the child home.
Och hon tog barnet hem.
She didn't want any charges from the hospital because of Africa problems. She was just trying to hide the child and take home.
Hon ville bara gömma barnet så hon kunde slippa betala räkningar.
And she comes to the meeting and I'm praying.
Och jag bad för barnet.
She didn't tell me that the child is dead.
Hon sa inte att barnet var dött.
But I just took the child in my hands.
Men jag tog bara barnet i händerna.
And I said, in the name of Jesus.
I Jesu namn, sa jag.
Then I said again, in the name of Jesus.
I Jesu namn.
When I said that time, in the name of Jesus.
Och då jag sa det för tredje gång.
Then the child was passing urine.
Så tissa barnet på sig.
So the urine came to my cloth. I gave the child to the man.
Urin,
and that's how the child was resurrected.
Så jag gav barnet till mun.
If you demand faith from the person that miracle is happening.
Dersom du kräver tro i det människa som du ber för.
What about the person who is dead? Where is the faith of the person who is
dead? Vad med person som är död? Vilken tro har den personen?
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
So it's not about the faith of the person. It is not about the person.
Ja, så det drejer seg om person.
It is about me.
Ja, det drejer seg.
Who must have the power from heaven
tro, men det drejer seg om den troen jeg har.
Amen.
Amen.
So the most important baptism that you must have.
Så den mest viktigste dopen som du må ha.
Baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Det dopen i den hellige ånd.
There is no displacement about it.
Det ikke noe spørsmål om det.
Listen very carefully.
Lytt nå nøye.
Jesus did not say you shall receive tongues.
Jesus sa ikke at du skulle få motta tunger. Tungetale? No. Nej, han sa inte det.
He said you shall receive power.
Han sa att du skulle motta kraft.
Amen. We can speak in tongues.
Vi kan tala i tunger.
And we speak in tongues.
Och vi talar i tunger.
I speak in tongues.
Jag talar i tunger.
A lot.
Massa.
But the power is not in the tongues.
Men kraften är inte i tungorna.
The power is in him that I have received.
Men kraften är i han som jag har tagit emot.
The manifestation of the infilling and the baptism of the Holy Spirit is in the demonstration of power.
Alltså manifestation att du har mottagit den helige ande, det visar sig i kraften.
It is not in the gymnastics.
Det är inte någon gymnastisk övelse, det är inte där det visar sig.
It is not in the drama.
Ja, det är inte grammatiken. Ja.
You know how many times we who are spiritual people we do a lot of drama in the church.
Drama.
You know, you are praying for somebody who is sick and you are, in the name of Jesus. The power of God is not in all this. No. It is in the word of God.
Alltså, kraften är inte på måte att du gör massa bevegelser. När det kraften är i den helige ånd.
Halleluja. It is not in these excitements that we do.
Det är inte den begeistringen som vi har.
Nej. Even when the Spirit of God is speaking.
Till och med när den helige ånd är sån här.
You don't have to change your tone to make it prophetic. It is prophetic anyway.
Du trenger ikke forandre tonefallet, det profetisk uansett.
I can speak one and say the Lord says tomorrow it will happen and it will happen.
Og om du bare sier Herren sier at det skal skje i morgen, så vil det skje.
But sometimes we try to think that we can help God by saying, the Lord says. It doesn't make the spirit thing when you behave like that.
Og noen ganger så tror vi at vi kan hjelpe Gud og si, men det hjelper ikke den hellige ånd.
Halleluja. Can we give the Lord a mighty hand?
Kan vi klappe for Herren?
When the power is there, it is there.
Når kraften her, så den der.
I can speak the whole day today telling you miracles.
Jeg kan fortelle masse mirakler hele dag.
One day we had a big conference.
En dag så hadde vi en stor konferanse.
And the rain came.
Og det kom regn.
And I was the host of the conference.
Og jeg var verten på hele konferansen.
And the conference was done outside.
Og konferansen var på utsiden.
We didn't have tents. But I prayed. We didn't have tents.
Vi hadde ikke telt, men jeg ba.
But I prayed in the night.
Og jeg ba om natten.
And I made agreement with God.
Og jeg bare snakket med Gud.
And I said, God, you are the God of nature.
Og jeg sa, Gud, du Gud som har kontroll over naturen.
You create the rain.
Du skaper regnet.
But for these 4 days,
men for disse 4 dagene,
I make agreement with you.
Så har jeg en avtale med deg.
There is no rain.
Ikke noe regn.
And so the following day in the meeting,
og den følgende dagen på møte,
there were about 5,000 people there.
Var 5,000 mennesker der.
So I stood to welcome the people.
Så jeg sto og ønsket folk velkommen.
I didn't pray.
Jeg ba ikke.
Because I had done my prayer in the night.
Fordi at jeg hadde bedt om natten.
I just stood.
Jeg bare sto der.
And told the people.
Og sa til menneskene.
We serve a mighty God.
Vi tjener en mektig Gud.
And because this is a season of rain.
Og fordi at dette, selv om dette her regnsesongen.
There will be no rain.
Så skal det ikke komme regn.
For 4 days.
Vi 4 dager.
And surely.
Og virkelig.
It didn't rain.
Så regnet det ikke.
Sunday in the morning.
Søndag på morgenen.
I told the people.
Så sa jeg til mennesker.
We thank God he had our word.
Takk, vi takker Gud.
But after this conference,
men etter den konferansen,
ran home quickly.
Løp, ja, han sa. Altså, because nå takker vi Gud for at det ikke har regnet, men etter at denne konferansen over, så må dere løpe hjem.
Because it will rain.
For da begynner det å regne.
And immediately the man who was collecting offerings finished.
Og med en gang mannen som samlet inn pengene var ferdig.
Before people left the field.
Før mennesket forlot området.
It rained heavily.
Så regnet det.
Amen.
Amen.
When there is the power of the Holy Spirit.
Når det en kraft fra den hellige ånd.
It is easy.
Så det så enkelt.
Just tell your neighbor it is easy.
Bare si til den som sitter ved siden av deg, det så enkelt.
It's just easy.
Det enkelt.
When the power of the Holy Spirit is
når
there.
Når kraften av den hellige ånd.
It is easy.
Så det så enkelt.
What is happening with the church today?
Men hva skjer med menigheten i dag?
The power.
Kraften.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Av den hellige ånd.
The baptism.
Dåpen I den hellige
ånd. Of the Holy Spirit. Now, how do I get it? Jesus told the disciples, don't go out until
Jesus
you get it.
Sa til disiplene, gå ikke ut før du får kraft.
It means you have to be hungry.
Du må være sulten.
And wait for it.
Og vente på det.
Until you get it.
Til du får det.
Amen.
Amen.
There is no shortcut.
Det ikke noen, det ikke noen snarveier.
Wait for it.
Bare vent på det.
Pray.
Be.
Until it comes.
Till det kommer.
It will come.
Det vill komma.
And it is not for Elirop.
Och det är inte för Elirop.
It is not for Jarl.
Det är inte för Jarl.
It is not for Runa.
Det är inte för Runar.
It is for everybody.
Det är för alla.
Who believes. And you.
For dig.
And you.
For dig.
And you.
For dig.
And you. All of us.
Alla oss, alla
samman. The promises unto us.
Alla samman.
Amen.
Amen.
This is where the church has gone wrong in many places.
Och där på detta område så många menigheter har gått fel.
And then we have created Christians.
Och så har man fått kristna
who have spiritual AIDS.
Som har nästan som har sån spirituell AIDS.
You know the sickness AIDS?
AIDS, yeah, yes.
Acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
Ja, alltså ärvet immunsviktsystem syndrom.
Now, I'll give you my translation of AIDS. It is acquired.
Det ervervet.
Immune. Dependency. Syndrom.
Altså svikt. I svikt i immunsystemet. Det ervervet immunsvikt i systemet.
Many Christians, they have somebody they are depending on.
Ja. Og det så mange kristne som har noen de på en måte så avhengige av.
Oh, I wish Elirop was here to lay hands on me.
Og jeg skulle ønske at Elirop var her og ba for meg.
I wish Sister Sanso was here to pray.
At han var her og ba for meg.
Dependency syndrome.
Det et sånt avhengighetssyndrom.
Then you find Christians loitering from one movement to another one.
Så går de fra en bevegelse, en menighet til en annen.
And they're trying to look where is the prayer. So,
oh, se, hvor det noen som kan be for meg?
Oh, I think if I buy anointing oil. Oh,
kanskje jeg skal kjøpe noe salvingsolje.
Dependency syndrome.
Det avhengighetssyndromet.
But when the Holy Spirit is there.
Og så jo den hellige ånd der.
It works.
Og det funker, det virker.
Amen.
Amen.
There's no shortcut.
Det ingen snarvei.
Be baptized to the Holy Spirit.
Bli døpt I den hellige ånd.
The Holy Spirit is not for Pentecostal movement.
Og den hellige ånd ikke bare for
pinsebevegelsen. It is for every believer.
Det for hver en hver troende.
Halleluja!
Halleluja!
And you will receive power.
Och du ska motta kraft.
It is yours.
Det är ditt.
The promise is yours.
Löftet är ditt.
It's yours.
Det är ditt.
It's not for the big ones.
Det är inte för de som är så
stora. It's not for the small ones.
Det är inte för de små.
The promise is for everybody.
För löftet är för alla.
Who is here?
Alla som är här.
Wow, I must finish quickly.
Jag må pröva avsluta.
In the baptisms.
I dopen.
There's the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Så är det en dop I den helige ande.
The Holy Spirit comes with the gifts.
Och den helige ande kommer med gavorna.
1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks of the 9 gifts.
Första Korinther kapitel 12 talar om de 9 gavorna.
Prophecy and
prophecy,
faith and tro, knowledge.
Kunskap.
And 9 of them.
Det är 9 stycken av dem.
You will read.
Du kan bara läsa det.
I don't need to go that.
Jag tänker gå igenom allt det.
Because when he comes.
För när han kommer.
Jesus said when he comes.
Jesus sa när han kommer.
He will teach you.
Så vill han undervisa dig.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will start operating in you.
Så kan du bara börja operera I det.
And you will know the area of your operation.
And you will.
You will know the area of your operation.
Ja, och du vill bara se hur detta fungerar I livet ditt.
One day when I was teaching this, somebody put up the hand and said, "And you, Bishop Eli, what is the gift of the Holy Spirit in your life?" I said, "I know."
Ja, det var men en dag som han undervisade detta så var det en som spurte biskop Eli Ropp, vad är det som är den helige ånds gåvor I ditt liv? Och han sa, jag vet det.
He gave me the gift of faith.
Han gav mig trons gåva.
Yeah, I believe him.
Ja, jag trodde han.
Yes. I have the gift of faith. When
jag
he told me
to
begin the radio station, I didn't have money.
Jag hade ingen pengar när jag började radiostationen.
I borrowed somebody 500 shillings to go 200 kilometers away, and I began the radio. It is on.
Ja, jag lånte 500 kenna shilling för att dra någon mil av gårde.
The gift is working.
Men tron fungerar.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't have time to explain that today.
Jag har inte tid till att förklara allt det idag.
But when the gift is there.
Men när gåvan är där.
It works.
Så virker det.
It just works.
Det bara virker.
When the gift to lay the hands on the sick is there.
No, no, God to lägga händerna på de sjuka är där.
You don't struggle.
Så tränger du inte att kämpa.
You don't press the head.
Du tränger inte att pressa honom. Du tränger inte att skrika
no,
och bära.
No. Nej. You just say in the name of Jesus be healed and it works.
Bara, because the gift och där sker.
Is there. Can we just give a mighty hand clap to Jesus Christ?
Oh, Herren och klappa för Herren.
When the gift is there, it works.
När gåvan är där så virkar det.
When the gift of knowledge is there, it works.
När gåvan och kunskap är där så virkar det.
If the Lord is telling you that something, somebody is here who has been sick for 20 years.
Om den helige ånd säger att det är någon som har varit sjuk här I 20 år.
You speak.
Så bara talar du.
It doesn't matter if the person comes or not. It is not about
you. Det betyder ingenting om personen kommer fram eller inte. Du bara säger det du har fått.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord has given you the word of knowledge.
Herren har ju gett dig kunskapens
ord. And you speak it.
Och du bara talar det ut.
You don't force.
Du pressar det inte fram.
You don't threaten.
Du tror inte människor.
You have said it.
Du bara säger det.
If you don't come here.
Oh, du säger om inte du kommer.
Bad things are going to happen. Don't threaten. Just speak what God has put you.
Inte stress, bara tala ut som Gud har gett dig.
And leave it to the Lord.
Och ge det över till Herren.
Halleluja! Yes, leave it to the Lord.
Ja, bara ge det till Herren.
When the gift is working.
När gaven fungerar.
It is working.
Så virkar det.
My brethren.
Mina bröder.
We cannot replace.
Vi kan inte ersätta.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
Kraften I den helige ande.
If I will not tell you anything else in my trip.
Om ikke jeg sier noe annet til dere.
Let me tell you this one.
La bare meg si denne ene tingen.
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Vi må ha den helige ande.
The servant of God is coming here on Thursday. The servant of God is coming here on Thursday.
Oh, ja. Ja, Andi kommer här på torsdagen.
And it is going to be a wonderful time.
Och det kommer att bli vidunderliga dagar.
A time of the Holy Spirit.
Och den helige ande ska komma.
So be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Så bli fyllt av den helige ande.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I Jesu namn.
Amen.
Amen.
The second baptism.
Den andra dopen.
The third baptism.
Den tredje dopen.
Is the baptism of temptations. Temptations.
Det är en dop I förhåll till att motstå fristelse.
Every Christian.
Varje enaste kristen.
When you believe in Christ.
När du tror på Jesus.
We must get through temptations.
Så må vi jobba oss igenom fristelser.
Different trials and temptations.
Och fristelser och prövelser.
One day I had one Christian. She told me, "Oh, you know, pastor."
Och det var en dag en kristen sa till mig, "Oh, pastor."
Since I believed in Jesus.
Jag tror på Jesus.
Everything is all right.
Allt är grejt.
I said, "Allow me to pray for you."
Och jag sa, "Kan jag få lov att be för dig?"
That you get temptations.
Att du får någon oh ja att du får någon fristelser.
Hallå.
Hallå. Hallå.
It's part of Christianity.
Det är en del av det kristna livet.
To get temptations.
Och vad på något sätt stå I fristelser.
Are you getting through different problems?
Jag har gått igenom olika problem.
Don't worry.
Ikke vær bekymret för det.
It's part of us.
Det är en del av det.
Amen.
Amen.
The good part of it.
Den goda delen av det.
We don't fall into them.
Vi faller inte I dem.
We overcome them. We cannot know the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Vi kan ikke kjenne den guden som Abednego, Shadrach og Meshach.
If there was no fire in front of them.
Om ikke det var noen ild foran dem.
Isn't it? It is after the fire.
Det etter ilden.
And the fire didn't burn them.
Og ilden brant dem ikke.
We see God of Shadrach,
Meshach. Og da så vi deres Gud.
We cannot talk of the God of Daniel.
Vi kan ikke snakke om Daniels Gud.
If there was no den of lions.
Om ikke det var noen løver der.
Until he's thrown into the den of lions.
Inntil han ble kastet I den der gropa med løvene.
And then God stops the lions.
Og så stoppet Gud løvenes gap.
Then today we can say the God of Daniel.
Så kan vi si Daniels Gud.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
We cannot say the God of Peter.
Vi kan ikke snakke om Peters Gud.
If Peter was not put in prison.
Om Peter ikke ble puttet I fengselet.
And he's sleeping and guarded by 12 soldiers.
Og han sov og ble voktet av 12 soldater.
And then the angel comes.
Og så kom engelen.
And removes him from there.
Og tok han ut fra fengselet.
I speak in the name of Jesus.
Jeg taler I Jesu navn.
The temptation that you've been going on through.
Alle de prøvelser som fristes.
The angel of the Lord is appearing now.
Og nå kommer
and removing you out of that.
Og får deg ut av det.
And you see the glory of God.
Og du skal se Guds herlighet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we must be baptized.
Men vi må bli døpt.
In the baptism of trials.
I den dåp av prøvelser og fristelser.
Even people like Eli Rop.
Selv mennesker som meg gjelder opp.
I've prayed for a dead person and has he been healed.
Og jeg har bedt for døde mennesker og har blitt oppvekt fra de døde.
But sometimes I also go through temptations.
Men gjennom tider har jeg også gått gjennom prøvelser og fristelser.
Some temptations I go through are so stupid.
Og de fristelsene har vært så utrolig stupide.
Sometimes it is just a brother. In the church?
Det har vært en bror I menigheten.
Saying something negative about me.
Han sier noe negativt om meg.
And I go home in the evening.
Oh, jeg går hjem om kveld. Oh.
Why is he speaking so bad about me?
Hvorfor taler han så ille om meg?
If God can use me that I can pray for a dead person and comes to life, what is this brother speaking about me?
Om jeg kan be for et menneske som var dødt, som blir levende igjen, og så hvorfor snakker den personen sånn om meg?
If he calls me a pig. A pig. You know a pig?
Ja, ja. Og ja, selv om han kaller meg en gris.
If he calls me a pig.
Selv om han kaller meg en gris.
I am never a pig.
Så jeg ikke noen gris.
And I will never be a pig.
Jeg vil aldri bli en gris.
I can never be a pig. Hallo.
Hallo.
Praise God.
Praise God.
So why?
Så hvorfor skal du gråte?
He has called me a pig. I will never be a pig. I'm a person. Amen, church.
Amen.
It's a temptation.
Det fristelser, prøvelser.
Temptations.
Fristelser og prøvelser.
Some temptations are so stupid.
Noen så stupide.
And they make you cry, oh God,
where are you? Og du gråter.
No.
Nei.
We need to press on.
Vi må bare presse oss videre.
And overcome temptation.
Og overvinne fristelsen.
And don't allow temptation.
Og ikke tillate at fristelsene
to come into our hearts.
Kommer inn I vårt hjerte.
But we must face them.
Men vi må møte dem.
Some temptations are so hot.
Og noen fristelser så lidenskapelige på en måte.
You feel like you're not going to see tomorrow.
Du føler det er så vanskelig å møte at du føler nesten ikke at du I stand til å møte morgendagen.
But if you have faith in God.
Men om du har tro på Gud.
Don't worry.
Så ikke vær bekymret.
Tomorrow will come.
Morgendagen kommer.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
And you'll go through.
Og du kommer deg gjennom.
There's no temptation.
Det ingen fristelse og prøvelse.
There's no situation.
Ingen situasjon.
That is permanent.
Som permanent.
It will come.
Det vil komme.
And go.
Og gå.
And every time a temptation comes.
Og en gang hver med alltid når en.
When it goes.
Alltid når en fristelse og prøvelse kommer.
You are stronger in Christ.
Ja. Så vil du bare bli
Halleluja.
Sterkere I Jesus.
So if you are going through temptations,
og så om du går gjennom fristelser og prøvelser,
just have faith in God.
Så bare ha tro på Gud.
Now listen.
Hør her nå.
We cannot talk of Daniel, God of David.
Vi kan ikke tale om Davids Gud.
If there was no Goliath.
Om ikke Goliath var der.
Amen.
Amen.
And Goliath was making a lot of noise.
Og Goliath gjorde masse bråk. Han
and when Goliath was making noise.
Han lagde mye bråk.
Many people were running under the bed.
Og mange på en måte løp og gjemte seg under senga.
But the people who had faith.
Men de som hadde tro.
They were making negotiation. They were making negotiation.
Oh ja, ja, de kom inn I forhandlinger med Goliath.
What is the reward?
Men hva belønningen?
Of a person who will kill.
Når du skal drepe en person.
King Saul was saying, wow, Goliath is too huge. He's going to finish us.
Och kung Saul sa att han Goliat är så stor han kommer att göra ödelägga oss.
David was saying,
men David,
oh, he's so huge.
Oh.
I cannot miss him.
Oh, han sa han är så stor att jag bommar inte så. Nej, jag bommar inte. Halleluja.
Amen.
Amen.
How do you see your temptation?
Hvordan møter du fristelser og prøvelser?
When the temptation comes.
Når fristelsen kommer.
I want you to do one thing today.
Så vil jeg gjøre en ting I dag.
I remember David when he was going to the river.
Og jeg husker at når David gikk til elven.
He was choosing the stone.
Så tok han noen steiner.
He was making the exercise.
Og han gjorde noen øvelser. Han
and he was waiting for the moment.
Og han ventet på øyeblikket.
Of winning the battle.
Og hvordan han skulle vinne kampen.
He was making the practice.
Og han bare øvde seg
to litt. To win the battle.
Og skulle vinne kampen.
So when you see the temptation come.
Og når du ser at fristelsen
kommer. Choose the stone.
Så bare velg steiner.
And prepare yourself.
Og vær forberedt.
To win the battle.
Og skulle vinne kampen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I Jesu navn.
The church, the Lord bless you so much.
Og må Gud velsigne dere så mye.
I can't go beyond there. I receive the the blessings of the Lord in Jesus' name.
Oh, the Guds velsignelse over dere alle I Jesu navn.
Halleluja.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, wonderful preaching.
Halleluja. Thank you so much. It was so wonderful.